Haramine and the scalar flower, a field note on a shared name and two different objects. Nassim Haramine and I arrived, decades and disciplines apart, at the same phrase, scalar flower, for the geometry of reality. This note is the one I owe him. It traces his work, gives credit where credit is due, and draws an honest line between his claim and mine. Here is the piece of intellectual honesty that starts it. When I named the scalar flower model, I did not search the phrase first. I named it from the inside, a birth chart's rotation invariant scalar content, arrayed as a flower on the wheel. Only later did I discover that Nassim Haramine has been publicly using scalar flower of life for years in the context of his holographic mass framework. That is a zeitgeist collision worth naming out loud. Two projects coming from opposite ends of science, his from vacuum physics and sacred geometry, mine from circular statistics on birth charts, landed on the same phrase, for what turns out to be structurally the same intuition, and empirically two different objects. Haramine's geometry runs through a specific lineage, the tetrahedron as the smallest stable volume, the star tetrahedron as its dual, the vector equilibrium at the center, and the 64 tetrahedron grid as the first fully balanced fractal octave. In his framework, the flower of life is the shadow of a three-dimensional structure, the packing geometry of space itself. His is an ontological claim, a statement about what the vacuum physically is. Mine is not. The scalar flower model makes a methodological claim, a way of reducing a chart to its honest, rotation-invariant content, and then testing whether that content couples to anything in a human life. And on that testing, the model has already returned its verdicts, including the ones it failed. It has tested and rejected the literal physical wave reading. So where Haramine offers a physics of the vacuum, the model offers a discipline for reading a chart and refuses to promote its own architecture into a claim about reality until the data earns it. So the credit is clear and the line is clear. I honor his priority on the name and on the architectural intuition, the fourfold, the hub, the nested geometry. That shared structure is a genuine and interesting rhyme. But his is an ontological claim about the vacuum. Mine is a methodological reduction that has tested and set aside the literal physical reading. Two different objects, one shared name, credit where it is due. The mathematics is exact and reproducible. The deeper meaning is offered as vision, never as validated physics, read from the real sky.